The son of James Taylor and Carly Simon, singer-songwriter Ben Taylor has lived with both the advantages and the pressures of having two hugely successful musicians as parents. Now he is working to establish his own credentials in a very competitive business.
First morning ever to have seen the sun must have run the other way. Till you found it, it was only getting earlier that way.
It's hard to say how much of an influence indirectly, because they were always bringing home music that I would listen to, but they tried to stay out of it in terms of, I think they were sensitive to the fact that they were unusually successful examples of what can happen when everything goes right.
And she said, there is nothing that I can do but belong to you.
Ben credits his mother, Carly Simon, primarily with teaching him the craft of songwriting. He talks of his rather unique approach to writing a song for her.
As luck would have it, it just so happens that there's nothing I'd rather do.
I was always trying to write a song for my mom because she helps, like I said, she helps so much with my process, and she's such a great songwriter herself, and she's such a great mom. So it's one of those things where songs that ring a little bit too sweet, they always tickle me the wrong way. So I was always trying to find the right way of saying it. And your parents is great. Your parents are almost like luggage. It's like you go to the airport and your bag comes out on that carousel, and maybe you're a little bit embarrassed about it because it's such an ugly bag, or maybe it's too big and cumbersome, or whatever it is. But it's yours, and there's nothing you can do but grab it, because otherwise somebody else might. But I kind of feel the same way about my parents, you know. Nothing I can do but belong to you, but there's nothing I'd rather do.
Where did you get those delicate eyes and all the long, sweet, elegant lines? We could have a hell of a time. I know.
I've only really been involved in music a little while. Like you said, it was a while getting into it where I felt comfortable as something I wanted to do as a career. So I spent pretty much my whole scholastic life just traveling around and learning things and studying with different people abroad and writing about it for accreditation.
I swear to God, you must be some kind of ghost in disguise, the way you haunt me when it comes down.
With the musical heritage Ben has, it's hard to imagine he once entertained thoughts of becoming a farmer.
I'm still thinking about it. I think it looks pretty good from where I'm sitting, you know? No, actually, it's nice to be in here this morning, but you know, especially people always think that, yeah, you would think that it would be pretty obvious, but you know, I got two parents who had made it, and they were always having trouble. You know, it didn't seem terribly glamorous from my point of view, coming home from school, sitting there watching cartoons, listening to them tear out their A&R man, you know. So I don't know. It took a while, a little bit of convincing to make me think I wanted to do it, but I seem to.
I'm Larry London, VOA News.
Nothing ventured, then nothing is gained.